You're going to do a good deed, huh?
I'm going to try.
Tell me that you've got everything you want, and your bird can sing, but you don't get me.
And your bird can sing. Your bird can sing if you have your bird. It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and a former co-worker of ours, Ed Glab. Ed, you were an engineer at WLS Radio for 43 years. Am I correct in that?
That's close enough. Yes.
And long enough, probably.
And if there was a Radio Engineers Hall of Fame, Ed, you'd be first ballot. You know that.
Well, thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that.
All right.
I'm surprised we're not getting knocked off the air now because the engineers here are going to be upset about that comment.
Well, many of them would also be first ballot Hall of Fame.
All right, good. Ed, I got a Facebook message from you, and it broke my heart. You have lost Chicken. Explain.
Chicken is our cockatiel. He has been with us for 10 years. My wife found him out on the driveway one morning. He apparently got out of somebody else's house and was soaking wet in the rain. So we know he's a runner, so we've always been very careful never to do anything that would let him out. However, on Wednesday, my wife, Lindsay and I had been out for a walk, and I do these power walks, so we came back in, and then I was going to go out and do more walking. And we had a couple things to do for a minute, and our little Chickie is such a people-loving person that he always wants to be out of his cage. Well, we call it his apartment because cage is so confining.
Mm-hmm.
But so we let him out just for a couple of minutes, and then I started to go out to continue my walk. And I go out through the garage all the time, so it's kind of like an airlock we have to just to double check that we don't let Chicken out.
Right.
And I had him on my shoulder. I'd forgotten he was on my shoulder. Went into the garage, hit the button to open the garage door, and the garage door is about halfway up, and I realize suddenly that he's on my shoulder, and just then he's off like a shot, and I go out trying to catch him, and he goes flying over the house, the roof of the house, and he was gone.
And this was a week ago today.
Right.
You have put out, 500 flyers? You've taken an ad out in the Daily Herald. You've been on Craigslist. No nibbles,
huh? No response
huh?
yet, huh?
Well, we've gotten a lot of calls from people. In fact, the thing we got the most response on was on Facebook. There is a group. This is in Elk Grove Village, by the way. There is a group on Facebook. It's called We Live and Love in Elk Grove, too. And went on there and made a post, and we got a lot of response, both online and on the phone. So, still, we've gotten some tips, but haven't found him.
No.
I am heartbroken.
On Saturday night, we got a call from someone who lives about two blocks from us, and they said they had our bird. And so, you know, we were excited and headed out. We thought, well, let's not get our hopes up. It might not be him. Well, to make the long story short, it turned out it was a little budgie, an all-yellow bird.
Oh.
And they thought it was ours, but mm-hmm. they were wrong. And luckily, the people who did own that bird were only a few houses down, and they got him back.
Oh, so they were reunited with their bird, but we need to find Chicken. You mentioned you're in Elk Grove Village, but now, how far can a bird fly? How far should people be looking for him or her?
We have been told, it's a him.
Okay.
He's a little guy. We've been told that they can fly as much as a mile and a half a day. Now, he might be still in the area. I mean, it's hard to say. He could be 5-10 miles away, or he could be right around the house.
Ed, do cockatiels have the ability, some birds have like this homing mechanism where they kind of know where they started out from? Do cockatiels have that or not?
It would be nice to think they do, but they don't.
They're not
like pigeons.
Oh.
And we have a neighbor across the street who lost her cockatiel about a year ago and never came back.
Maybe they're together. They've flown to Hawaii and they're having a good time.
Yes. Could be.
We like to think he's out there having the time of his life, flying free, and I hope that's what's going on, or else somebody else took him in, and they're going to give him a good home.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's why we're getting the word out there in case someone has found this exotic bird, a cockatiel. He's white, but he has some colors on his head, correct?
Right. His head is almost totally white. He's got just a little bit of gray around the eyes, and he has these orange patches, which look like cheeks. They're actually the ear patches. Bright orange patches each on his cheeks. And then his body is mostly gray with some white and a tinge of yellow. So he's pretty much got this yellow tinge all over him.
We can direct people to your Facebook page if you want to do that, just because you do have pictures of chicken up there. And we're getting the word out because maybe someone has found them and they'll say, oh, I have your bird, Ed. I sure hope this works out.
Sure. They can go to my Facebook page, which is Edward Glad. Or I have another Facebook page we've created, which is Chicky Glad, Chicky with an I-E. And there are pictures and a video on both of those web pages, the Facebook pages.
But, Ed, just to look at the bird, you would know it's an exotic bird. It doesn't blend in with the birds you normally see. You can tell this is somebody's pet, correct?
That is true. Most of the wild birds around here mostly are sparrows and robins, things of that nature. They've all got short tails.
Yeah.
The cockatiel has a very long tail. So he's very distinctive, and when he flies, it kind of makes a little whistling sound.
Oh.
A little whistle as his wings, But the thing that's confusing about that is the mourning doves, which are around, make the same sound when they fly.
I've actually heard that, yeah. But how tall is Chicken? I mean, you said he has a long tail, but it's bigger than your average bird that's going to be out and about, correct? Like much bigger than a robin?
Right. Well, not much bigger. He's actually about the size of a robin without the tail.
So the long tail is the giveaway.
Right. And one thing that's distinctive about the cockatiel is they have a parrot-type beak. I've been told they're not really members of the parrot family, but they have a parrot-type beak, where the other wild birds all have a sharp beak.
Does it have the mimicking ability that some birds have, where it can say things that it's heard in the past or not?
Yes, he does talk, and he does sing and whistle.
You should have taught him his address so he could just say his address.
Wendy, smart, so smart. What are his phrases of choice? What does he usually say, Ed?
His favorite one is Jingle Bird.
Jingle Bird.
He likes the song Jingle Bells, and he'll whistle that.
Yeah.
And then he'll whistle like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then say, Jingle Bird.
Oh.
And,
Now, you were the original board op for John Records Landecker during the Boogie Check era. Have you taught the bird how to say Boogie Check?
No, I haven't, and we should probably do that. Just one thing I did want to mention.
Yes. Is
we're offering a very generous reward. If somebody brings our chicken back to us in good condition, we will pay them $5,000.
Holy
$5,000.
Moly.
We are serious.
Wow.
We're serious about getting him back.
I know your hearts are broken, yeah. You and Lindsay, and I feel really bad, Ed. And that's why we wanted to get you on the air. So if anybody has found a cockatoo or teal. Yeah.
Cockatoos are the big ones.
Okay.
Cockatoos are big parrot types.
How should people approach it? Should they start whistling Jingle Bells? And I'm not being funny here, but maybe bring them in?
Actually, that is probably the best way, is to whistle Jingle Bells and see if he'll come back at you. Normally he loves people. And normally when we have people over, he'll rest on their shoulder and let them scratch his head. Now that he's out, he may not be so friendly. I don't know. He may be on a freedom high or something.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Then he might come to you.
Edward Glab. He's Ed Glab. What is Chicky's page again? Chicky Glab, C-H-I-C-K-I-E.
Right, Chicky Glab.
Will you please keep us posted? And I hope so much that you find chicken.
I certainly will, and thank you so much. And I hope things go better than they're going on the stock market today.
Yeah, well, thanks, Ed. Good luck on this.
Thank you, Ed.
Ed Glab.
Bill and Wendy, thank you so much. I really appreciate
absolutely.
You helping get
good
out.
Luck.
I want to cry.
It's tragic, and a $5,000 reward. Just to put that in perspective, if I'm ever missing, my family has offered an $80 reward. So That's how badly they miss their pet.
I think whoever finds you has to pay them, pay them for you two to be taken back. I don't know how it works. Well, if you see chicken...
How much is a car... I know that when you have a pet and you love... No, it's not a joke. I know when you have a pet and you love it, it's like a member of your family, but are cockatiels, do they cost in the range of $5,000? They don't, do they?
No, but they... You know, an exotic bird can go... the average cost of a cockatiel can range from $120 to $250 or more. And the startup costs for its cage, food, and equipment can easily reach $300.
Wendy, I just got a text from Alligator Bob. He is on the case.
You know what's funny is he'll probably find he'll a find cockatiel.
I know.
He was unable to find...
He'll have to change his name to Cockatiel Bob next time we see him. That guy's Cockatiel Bob. Why does he look so familiar?
I've just hope he's somewhere. Found.
Me too. Ed's the nicest man in the world. His wife is so nice. I hate to see them go through this.
All right. Well,
we're hoping for the best.
It's GLAB, by the way. Somebody wanted us to spell the last
GLAB.
It's on
G-L-A-B.
Our Facebook page if you go now to his actual link. So yeah.
Okay, so we shared a link on our Facebook page. Oh, God, I hope there's some kind of reunion. You know,
right.
He reached out to me yesterday, and I've been unable to sleep.
Right.
I really have. No, it's really bothering me.
I understand.
It's like if Kona ran... Well,
wow.
I am so 100% wow. kidding. I love Kona. I know I just act like I don't.
Right.
I do. We are going to take a quick break, and then we have some calls about missing birds.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, and we're trying to help people. That's what we do right here on
Absolutely.
WGN Radio.